Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the news desk at the North Pole. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for North Pole Radio News. As news of Santa's sleigh travels around the world, we're getting reactions from various experts. Joining us now are flight analysts Elf Harvey Bullitt and Elf Wilbur Boeing. Gentlemen, earlier in the broadcast, you both expressed confidence in Santa's ability to deliver Christmas on time this year. In light of the failure of this year's sleigh on the test flight, and the announcement made a little while ago that Santa will use a vintage 50-year-old sleigh this year, how do you now see Santa's flight? Harvey?
Holly, this changes everything. Flight Command is working with nearly no information. They're opening flight logs from 1972, written on paper, Holly, on paper. The sleigh has not really flown any significant distance since 1972, and we're going to send it around the world tonight? I have huge concerns.
And what about you, Wilbur? Does your prediction change?
Oh, it changes entirely. There are layers upon layers of concern here, Holly. It's like a rotten onion. It's that bad. Think of the reindeer. In 1972, Blitzen and Donner were well over 2,000 pounds. For decades now, they've been flying at around 16,000 pounds. And that's because Santa's sleigh changed so much over the years. Where they were brute force haulers in 1972, they are slimmed down speed demons these days. How are today's reindeer to handle an aged flying boat like a sleigh from 1972? And that's just one concern.
Are you saying this sleigh is too big for the reindeer to fly, Wilbur?
Yes, it's a completely different thing. Last year's sleigh was light and nimble. This year's sleigh is a beast. Flight times are going to take a hit, no doubt about it.
Harvey, do you have concerns like this?
I do, Holly, the seats being just one of them.
The seats? What do the seats in the sleigh have to do with all this, Harvey?
It's all velour. Lush, pretty velour that's a dark royal blue. Totally a big thing in the 1970s, but completely impractical, Holly. Have you ever seen velour when it's wet? It's not pretty, and I speak from experience.
Wow, you guys are certainly taking this on a deep dive. Thank you for sharing your concerns, and we'll check in with you again later. From the North Pole, where we like velour, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.